Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Brian Dozier, he is in town to help Joe Mauer with his charity classic. It'll be a home run derby with all the ticket proceeds donated to Gillette Children's Specialty Healthcare. Brian Dozier, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Shift Real Estate Hotline.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to be on.
Really quick thing before we get into this kind of small world coincidence is that your first and only season in AAA in Rochester, I was a freelancer then, just a kid out of college, and I remember that year you got called up. So we kind of both ended up here in the Twin Cities.
Absolutely. That's a good thing. It seems like forever ago.
Yeah, it was, right? Coming up on 10 years. Well,
that's right.
I wanted to ask about your involvement here with Joe Mauer. And really, you know, this is such an important, not just a fundraiser, but also an awareness building event for a lot of these very serious and rare conditions afflicting too many kids. You, of course, Justin Morneau, Jim Tomey, Darren Mastriani, Trevor Plouffe, Brian Dunzing, Nick Punto, and Joe Nathan are confirmed to be here. What does this say about not just Joe Mauer, but Twins alumni, that there is just such a strong connection and commitment to the Twin Cities now?
Yeah, you know what Joe has done, I mean, a phenomenal job throughout the years of many different things, raising money for a lot of different things, but it's always been, you know, the Gillette Children's Hospital has always been on his heart. He's done a phenomenal job of raising money and awareness for a lot of different conditions, and you know what, he got a big group text together months ago, and he asked us, hey, what do y'all think about a little home run derby and time that we could come up here and raise some money and get away. I haven't been to Minnesota since I left, and all get together and raise some money for a good cause and play a little golf yesterday and going on a boat tomorrow too. So it's a good little vacation.
All right, I have to ask, do the competitive juices, you think they're going to come out? Who do you think will win? And where are you really going to be eyeing to hit at Target Field? I mean, what is your favorite spot to try and hit it long?
Well, I can tell you, I didn't go to right field much. It was all down the line. It's the shortest distance. So, you know, we've had a text thread, all of us that you mentioned earlier that's going to be here. We've had that for a few months now. And there's a little smack talking, but also a little bit of, I hope I don't pull an oblique or a hamstring or back blow out or something. So I think that's, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, you want to ask about the current Twins, too, and I'm sure you're still following the Major League Baseball season.
Yeah.
You were a World Series champion with the Nationals back in 2019, just a really fun run with that team. But that Nationals team at one point was 19-31. So we know a baseball season is long, but how did that turnaround happen? And can you perhaps give some hope to the Twins fans and kind of a disappointing year so far?
Yeah, you know, I tell people all the time, and I mean, baseball's so unique, the game itself, that 162 games, and you can't win or lose anything within a month or two of the season. And the end of May, kind of almost, you know, this time a couple of years ago, we were the worst team in baseball, like you said, 19 and 30 something, and we had some injuries too, just like the Twins have had some, and. We had really, really good pitching, and we just knew that. And you know, a thing with in 2019, we knew that we were pretty good. We just didn't know why we weren't winning games. We lost a lot of one-run ball games. So I'm sitting here telling you that that's why you play 162 for a reason. And end up happening, turning out really good for us in 19, and hopefully the Twins can get it turned around. Turn back around as well.
Well, I think those are encouraging words, because not only the Twins coming off a one-run loss last night, but also we know how difficult extra innings has been for them. So times in the season when they've been right there and it just has not gone their way, but I think that will help our Twins fans. Brian Dozier, former Minnesota Twin, thank you so much, and thank you for participating in such a great event, the Charity Classic, organized by Joe Mauer.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Thanks so much. That is Brian Dozier on the Shift Real Estate Hotline. All right. Coming up here on the WCCO Morning News, we're going to be checking back in with Mike Max. The Lynx are pretty beat up. They're playing again tonight, as well as the NBA playoffs. We've got a 2-2 series that is going to game 5 tonight in the Eastern Conference. That all coming up here on the WCCO Morning News.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.